From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. It was a horrifying scene at the U.S. Open Polo Championship in Wellington, Florida yesterday. Before taking the field for a semifinal match, the horses of Lacuza Caracas' team collapsed one by one from a mysterious ailment. Frantic veterinarians tried to keep the horses alive, but it was no use. 21 horses are now confirmed dead, while what killed them, that remains a mystery. Joining me from member station WXEL in Boynton Beach, Florida, is Bill DiPaolo. He's been covering the story for the Palm Beach Post. Mr. DiPaolo, welcome to the program.
Nice to be here.
What do you know? Anything new about this mystery?
Well, what we know is, as you just said, 21 horses are dead. The bodies of the horses have been taken to two state-owned facilities in the central and the northern parts of the state, and there'll be autopsies of the horses done, and there'll be toxicology tests which will determine what the cause of death was. And we won't know the results until the end of the week.
Foul play suspected?
Well, that's kind of the problem. The incident happened yesterday. We're not going to know results until the end of the week. And so we have a 4 or 5 day period where all these rumors and conjecture is floating around. Some people are saying it could be as simple as the hay, the water, the feed that the horses were given. Other people are saying the vitamins that they were given prior to the match may have been not the right mix. And then we also have people saying that there were illegal drugs maybe that were given to the horses.
So the horses started to collapse one by one, and I understand that before that they started to breathe heavily, they were stumbling, they appeared obviously to be sick.
Yes, the veterinarian told us that prior to leaving the equestrian facility, some of the horses were quivering and had difficulty breathing. And when they did arrive and they were taken off the trailer to be brought to the Polo Center, that's when they started just keeling over. And some of them died right away. Others lasted up to 45 minutes.
These polo matches tend to be rather tony affairs. People are very passionate about the horses. Any kind of event, if something like this happened, I can't imagine what it must have been like for the crowd to watch all this happening.
Well, it was interesting because they did not make an announcement on the PA system what happened. They simply said that there was a delay. A lot of the people in the crowd simply didn't know. So you had these people watching the match who had the champagne flutes, sitting there watching the game and just basically having another fine afternoon. They didn't know. Other people walked over towards where the horses were being unloaded, and the blue tops had been placed so that they couldn't see. But, you know, the rumors got around, and they knew something was going on. A lot of people were crying, holding each other's hands, and it really was quite a scene.
Have you had a chance to talk to any of the players or the coaches with Lacuza Caracas? I imagine these players are probably very, very close to these animals.
Yes, and no, we've really been trying, but we haven't been able to. I have spoken to several people who were close to Victor Vargas, who was the owner of the team. And Mr. Vargas was out there when the horses were keeling over, and they say he just ran right over to the horses. He was holding one of the horses' heads in his hand. He was trying to comfort the horse. He was crying. He was just devastated. The players were the same way. The players and the grooms are like a family. They have barbecues together all the time, and they're just very, very close. And it's been very difficult for him.
Mr. DiPaolo, thanks so much for speaking with us.
My pleasure.
That's Bill DiPaolo. He's been covering the story for the Palm Beach Post. 21 horses now confirmed dead after collapsing right before a polo match. That's the U.S. Open Polo Championship in Wellington, Florida.